Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey guys, Jake from the Clear Shots Podcast here right now. This episode features my cousin and our good friend Wes. Not much to say about this one to prep you, just buckle up and enjoy.
Don't give them clear shots! Don't give them clear shots.
And we're live.
And we're live. Hi.
Hey. We got Wes finally.
Yeah, we've been talking about his house. We've been talking about his childhood home for the past year and a half. Now he's here.
From what I understand, you've been visiting my home.
Yeah. I've actually been sleeping on your couch for the past 3 days. Yeah.
Been sleeping.
We're regularly visiting your house.
Yeah. You could go in the broken hot tub. It's not full of water, and no one checks in there either.
There's a broken hot tub?
There's a broken hot tub, yeah.
When you say you can go in there, do you mean like go to the bathroom?
You can go however you want.
You can make in the
hot tub. It's a multi-layered answer. You know, you just, whatever juices you need to get rid of.
It's any of the goes. There's one, two, and threes. So.
Yeah. There's options.
What's the three? Both? No.
No, it's the white one.
Come.
Yeah.
He's talking about cum.
Yeah.
You never see like supplements that make your cum taste better. You always have to do it naturally. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
If there's never been a legitimate advertisement for like things for any sex related enhancements, it's always like, I probably shouldn't click on that. Yeah, like I want one from Amazon to suggest me like jizz supplements.
Yeah. It has to be Prime eligible.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's not legit.
I'll need it as soon as possible to get my torque on. Like
Amazon's just like, oh, we see you've been buying pineapples. Do you want your cum to taste better? Try this supplement.
Suggested for
what
you.
What would it be
and then
called?
It's just a bunch of dick pills and shit.
if we were inventing a pill that made your cum taste good, what would it be called? It'll come to us.
Yeah,
we'll have to think. Cumethol?
I thought you were going to ask what flavor it would be.
You know, bazooka.
Cementazine.
Cementazine.
So the first section is semen.
Cementazine.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like if you went to get a prescription of it, nobody would be suspicious of it.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, it's an antihistamine.
Yeah. In the fine text, it's still trying to push, like, the 14-year-old, like, makes you cum three times thicker.
Thicker.
It's like
pudding thick.
You guys might have talked about this already, but how does your cum get enhanced? Like, does it get thicker? Does it get more watery?
If you have to drink a lot of water,
if it gets too thick, it might not be able to come out.
You don't want it too thick.
You got to take zinc supplements.
Yeah. Like there has to be a bit of consistency
C, vitamins,
to it.
Minerals. Yeah. What if we had a competitor that made a pill that made your cum taste bad? Like, what if you were like one of those spiteful, like a spiteful guy?
Wanted to punish
women that sucked your dick.
Yeah. Like you were gonna brutally face fuck someone you didn't like,
and it tasted like stink bug.
Stink bug. It's seasonal.
Yeah, it tasted like what stink bugs smell like.
Yeah,
it's their whole seasonal lineup.
Yeah, they could do seasonal flavors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like weeds, like if you
pumpkin
ate
spice,
weeds that you found in the summer growing
dandelion Chlor- milk.
Yeah. Milk a dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
it's got nipples.
It's got one then, right? It's got multiple.
It's just eight. It's yeah.
No, I thought you just cut the stem and
you
then
cut
you
the stem and kind of just squeeze.
You drink the milk.
Yeah, it's so disgusting.
It's like one of those. Remember those candy straws? They were just like full of candy juice. They were like a plastic straw that was just filled with candy juice.
You mean like
it's literally like you know the
how does that work?
You know the wax bottles we were talking about. The wax bottles, not those though. They literally would sell like I think it was like maple syrup. So I think that might have been where
it was like a candy syrup.
Yeah, it was like a candy syrup, and you would pop the top off with your teeth or however you could. I mean, if you had a pair of scissors, that'd be ideal, but otherwise, you're just fucking chewing on it, and then you just shoot it. You know?
Oh, I think I remember those.
What if they did that with our semen supplements? So you know what kind of taste you could expect.
Oh, so we had like something that's semen consistency.
That way,
like
you're not putting anything in your body you don't want to. Yeah, and you can try it out.
Yeah, it's a sample. A semen sample.
This one's maple syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's semen, but
I don't understand how the fuck does a straw work? Doesn't a straw have to be open on both sides to get like airflow? Like you have to be able to suck it, right? Those bottles.
No, you just kind of like
those bottles. You
kind of like jerk it.
Yeah, you kind of just let it fall in. You know.
Do you remember the things that like block?
Oh, Blockbuster.
We there?
I mean, you're talking, right?
I'm there.
I can hear you.
I can't hear me.
Oh.
You can't?
That's a shame.
It's probably your headphones. Headphones are broken.
You know the things? They look like toothpaste tubes, but they just had like goo in them.
Oh, goo?
The candy goo or whatever.
It's candy, okay.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just goo.
Just yeah, it was tubes
like
of goo.
Tubes of goo. Yeah, it was like candy goo.
Yeah, the goo tubes.
Yeah, oh my god, I remember those.
That was fucked up.
What the fuck is up with this candy marketing where they're like, you know what, let's take out all the fun textures of candy, we'll just sell it before we do anything to it. We'll just put it into tube.
I think raw that's sugar. What it is. They just put the raw sugar in. Yeah. Honestly, like, that's what pixie sticks are. They just put them in fucking straws.
Yeah, they just don't add water.
Yeah.
It's pre
and they don't tell
candy.
You to add water either.
Yeah. No, they're just
aren't,
like,
aren't
figure it out.
Aren't pixie sticks just like powder from like crushed up sweet tarts or something?
That's pretty much what it is.
They probably just recycle the sweet tarts.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
That's a Wonka thing though, isn't it? Aren't pixie sticks a Wonka candy? Like Gobstoppers?
Dude, there's no way that Wonka didn't. Furiously touch kids.
Yeah.
All day long. Yeah. Like, they got the golden ticket.
That's the path we're taking on.
That's the segue. I mean,
he definitely did. How many kids he invited into his factory. I mean, I guess the parents were with him, but.
I wrote it down in my notes to talk about Wonka today because I'm starting to move it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I mean, it feels like no one talks about Wonka. Everybody's talking about fucking Michael Jackson and shit. It's like, why? Michael Jackson came back. He's in vogue again.
Yeah.
It's like they all talked about him, and then for a couple of years there was nothing about him.
You know what I was thinking about?
Now he's molesting kids again.
When that all happened, like, remember when
my headphones are actually like broken? I think.
Oh.
Oh, it's unplugged there. Can you plug that in?
Oh, that's the key.
Is that unplugged at all?
It's plugged in.
Is there a volume control?
No, I think they're just shit in the bed.
I think your headphones are busted.
I think Seth broke them.
I didn't do it.
He broke them.
Did those ones work?
These are tiny. Oh, these are for me?
I mean, you can have them if you want. They don't have to be on.
Oh.
Do they work?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
They do work?
They do work.
Yeah, it's your headphones. You dumb idiot.
But for
Wonka touching kids,
one thing on Michael Jackson quick. Remember when he fucking like hung a baby out of the window bag over its head? He's just like,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Like, why don't people talk about that anymore? Like,
I mean,
people don't do shit like that anymore.
No, I know. No, it's not the same anymore. It's a shame.
No,
I mean, really, like, that's the move. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's when you get to that point, that's when you know you made it.
It took this up until this documentary for people to kind of look at Michael Jackson again. They were like, oh, he hung a baby out of a window. He's fine.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
It's funny that he makes great music, though.
Yeah.
Like, these big documentaries all of a sudden bring people back. Like, we should just start making documentaries about ourselves, and then everybody will watch them, and then we'll be popular.
Yeah.
Because everybody talks about it.
Is that how you get in?
That's foolproof, actually.
It actually.
Everybody knows that you get a documentary before you do anything noteworthy. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's about the journey to the documentary.
Journey to the doc.
They should make documentaries about making documentaries.
There has got to be several. That is a tapped market.
Yeah.
I wake up and I open up my MacBook and I start editing and.
And I video stuff with my video camera.
And I drag and drop and watch it flop.
Yeah. Today we're shooting on scene and we had to get a camera for the camera so that we could get the audio. And why are we doing this?
Oh, what would be even better is if, like, you know, like, what's the one with the animals and shit? Planet Earth?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, you have Planet Earth, and it's just a documentary about the Planet Earth people recording. So, like, they're sneaking up on the fucking Planet Earth crew, and they're like, there they are, the Planet Earth crew in their natural habitat. It's a candid
fucking shot of people trying to fucking sneak up on animals.
It's like...
They got, like, a loudspeaker with, like, an owl sound bit set up. They're like, watch this. They play it, and it scares the animals. And they're like, oh, damn. That owl just went off. It's all a setup.
It would be, well, maybe that did happen and they just don't know about it, right?
Right.
It hasn't been released yet. People have to stop watching Planet Earth and then they'll...
Wake the fuck up, people!
What if you had a documentary about the people who are shooting the documentary about documentaries?
Oh, that's
it's like
too
documentary reception. You know?
I think
much.
I want to go back to Wonka.
Let's go back to what besides Willy Wonka? What other fictional cartoon or fictional character do you think molested the most kids? Wonka's up there.
Yeah, he's like.
I bet Walt Disney had like a ton of
like
fucking
the
kids
actual
in
Walt
his house.
Disney.
Yeah, like in his home. Still there.
Yeah. There's some weird shit.
But he's real,
fictional
though.
Characters?
He wasn't fictional.
He might have been real. I mean... I'm still not convinced.
I've never seen him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I feel like I would have seen him around if he was real.
It's a good point. It's a good point. You got me there.
I've only seen his name.
That could be... I mean, anything could be a conspiracy if it's further enough back in history.
Yeah. You just have to make shit up about shit that happened in the past.
Yeah.
And then it's real. And if you make a documentary, then everybody knows.
Documentary?
Documentary.
Yeah, like any giant event that could be a hoax. Even if it's video, it's like, oh, that's a fake video.
Yeah.
That's all bullshit.
Now you can just fake everything, so.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a website where you can draw like a square and like a line, and it'll make like a photorealistic shot of like a... like landscape that doesn't actually exist.
What?
Yeah. There's like a, it's like a program. I don't know what it is, but I saw like images like of a before and after, and the dude like just drew like a box and like a horizon, and then it turned into like a fucking landscape with like a big like rock face. It's like how does it do that? Why? Why
and
would you ever need to do that? It does exist.
Oh, it does exist.
No, the computer program exists, but that landscape doesn't exist. You can just generate landscapes out of simple objects.
Can you imagine if you could generate porn that way? You just like you just draw two sticks and it just makes two.
They kind of can
lifelike dicks. They should
two disembodied dicks.
They could just like they go into the cloud. They're like getting all these pics of dicks and vaginas and assholes and a couple faces. Cause you gotta have some of those or it doesn't come
just
together.
Deepfakes.
And yeah, it just you just. Make some shapes, and it's like art school, really.
Yeah.
It's like adult art school.
It's, you kind of would have to draw the basic dick shape, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go in that. I mean, if they make a whole landscape out of the line in a box, you don't have to go that much detail. I mean,
that's true. I mean, I draw plenty of those in like Drawful and shit. So.
I think every male has drawn at least 5 penises in his life. Like,
what is it about? Are dicks just funny looking? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean?
I think it's about their application, too.
I think, yeah, it's like the implication.
It's the implication of the application.
Yeah.
Like what it does, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah, what you functional. Can do with it, you know?
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, there's plenty of things.
You can put it in places where it may or not be welcome.
That's what I mean.
You can't say that about a lot of things. Well,
you can.
it's a crime to put a knife into something that it's not supposed to be, especially if someone tells you, you know, don't put that knife there.
Well, what's worse?
But if someone's telling you don't put your dick there and you do it, then that's a way bigger offense.
Hey, why is your dick in there? what's worse, like seeing a vagina or seeing a dick? Does it depend if the dick is fully erect or if the vagina is wide open?
It's weird because I feel like a dick's more offensive, you know?
Well, because like a wide open vagina is like, that's like, way more
looks
exposed.
Like a, looks like a face
yeah,
hugger.
That's yeah.
True. You can really get see the
well,
insides.
Well, yeah, I think yeah, because you never...
If you can see the insides, it's more like...
Well, know. When you think of it this way...
it's more personal.
When you think of it this way, it's like... There's nip slips that they talk about in Hollywood.
Right.
But they don't ever talk about dick slips or pussy slips.
How would that happen? My dick doesn't slip.
No, they do talk about pussy slips when like they get the upskirts.
Yeah, yeah. They do get a lot of upskirts. But I think if
there was a dick upskirt,
yeah.
Then that would be that would just be funny. Like you would if that happened to like McConaughey and he was wearing a kilt and they just saw his junk while he was getting out of a limo.
First of all, like that has to be a situation.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to be
but
wearing
if
a kilt
that did happen, it'd be funny.
Reason.
But like
he has to be fucking no underwear
with no
in
underwear.
A kilt.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Why would he be wearing no underwear and a kilt, though? Like,
all right, let's shoot this scene.
All right. I've been wearing kilts way before it was cool to wear one.
I was wearing kilts back down at University of Texas. Go Longhorns.
Underwear? No, sir.
You have to wear those loose boxers, right? Like the really loose boxers and then gym shorts or something. It's the only really shot you got. Unless besides the kilt, which is a lot more rare.
But
than
it, wouldn't
shorts.
It be if like what if like you know like Nick Offerman was going to do like an awards ceremony and his dick like he had his fly was down and he had the loose boxes on and his dick flopped out like right. That'd just be a funny moment.
I've been in that situation. There's still like very slim chance. It's got to make through two barriers.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it does happen, it's funny. All I'm saying is that
bottom line is my dick ain't big enough to go through that hole.
On its own. Yeah. All I'm saying is that. Like when they had like the Britney Spears, the Emma Watson or whatever, like, oh, she didn't wear underwear and we saw a picture of her vagina. That's like a big deal. But I feel like if you saw like a guy's dick and just be like, look at his dick.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's kind of how it was with like the fappening and everything. Yeah. Like it was just like, oh yeah, we saw her tits and everybody moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's like, well, the thing is like,
you also saw Aaron Rodgers' dick.
Yeah, well, it's
that's a dick slip.
That's a dick. It's inside of someone too.
Yeah. That's,
you also see Justin Verlander's cock. Those are the only two dicks in the whole thing.
I didn't know there were dicks in the fappening.
Yeah,
I wasn't looking for them.
Right.
No, there's a video of Kate Upton getting railed out by Verlander.
That's good.
It's pretty sweet. It's on my phone.
The thing is, women also wear clothing that wants to show that shit. Like, it's not like we wear clothes that, like, show off our dicks and shit.
Yeah, no, we're not
part
of the Pride.
I wish it was part of that culture.
We're not part of the Pride movement, so we don't dress like savages.
Yeah. Well, Bert Kreischer just mentioned, I was listening to a podcast, and Bert Kreischer said that he would be comfortable if, like, his dick was uncircumcised, and he was just walking around with it, because it feels like it's covered, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, maybe we could just have clothes that are designed to only cover the tip, you know. It's like a nipple. Like you can only see you can cover the nipple, but all the rest of the boob can be open. It's fine.
They do that all the time.
Yeah. So if we just cover the balls in the head, and the shaft is exposed,
like remember
that
shit
will turn people on.
Remember in like high school when you had those, you start drawing a dick and then you draw a cat out of it and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like it's semi hidden, but it's still pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like they should do that with clothing. Like they should, you know, make like a cat out of your dick or something like that. So that would be like, oh, it's a kitty cat. I mean, it's already height level of a child. So you know, you don't want the kid to be like, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know? It's a cat.
They don't make enough cats out of dicks.
And then they go to pet it. Then you're in trouble. You know?
That's true.
Maybe. And they're just like, you made your dick look really soft.
Yeah, you just got to put a sign on it is all.
This is...
Stay away.
Stay away. This cat leaks.
I think it'd just be funny if dudes were just showing off their shaft all the time. Like,
just their shaft?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the game from The Waiting? Is it Waiting?
Yeah, isn't it?
Where they show their balls to each other?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest shit.
Well, what's so bad about the balls? What's worse, the dick or the balls?
Right. Why can't you have shorts that like have a ball cut out?
If you see someone's balls, it's like not a thing.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Right. You can give someone the brain and it's nothing, you know?
The brain. I heard that in fucking 10 years.
The bat wing.
Yeah. Like you could do the moon with the brain too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the turkey neck. They call it the turkey neck.
But then you take the dick out and they're like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah, it's when you've gone too far. Yeah. That's when they start calling the cops.
So I gotta make it a cat.
Maybe that's what Michael Jackson did, you know? He just went, you know, he showed too much shaft.
Maybe. He also did hang a baby out of a window.
He
didn't.
That raised some red flags.
He dangled a baby. Like, when you say he hanged a baby out the window, it makes
it seem
like
he hung the baby out of a window.
He threw a noose around it and dumped it out.
He was like, just dangling.
He just hung him for a little bit.
Yeah.
He pulled him back up.
It was a quick hang.
But he had bungee cord around the baby's neck.
Yeah,
so he dropped it and bounced all the way back up.
That baby would have been decapitated.
Yeah.
Like that fucking scene from Hereditary.
Yeah.
Seth hasn't seen it.
Dude, it's so good.
He refuses.
I haven't seen it. It's so good.
Very unsettling. I do want to see Us, though. I hear it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I feel like it's weird. It's always weird for me seeing Tim Heidecker in a fucking role that's...
This one wasn't as weird for me. I think I'm getting used to it.
he basically plays himself.
He did play pretty much just Tim Heidecker. It's just right. I'm used to him seeing him in serious roles. Like, first one was the comedy, and that was really weird.
It was really, really weird
to see him in that role. But it was good. So
I think it's just because I started watching him with Awesome Show. So, like, that's just kind of how he was locked into my brain.
Yeah. It's his character.
But we talked about it before, and it's not really the content of the show, Awesome Show. It's more like the editing that gets you a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was the charm of it. I mean, there is shit in the show that's just funny concepts. I mean, that's the idea, is they just came up with shit that was completely random and made no sense.
Yeah, they just, like, went in front of cameras and were just like, we're going to do this. This is what we have to work with.
And then they hyper-edited it.
Like, yeah, said, way. Like, that was like,
way
certainly...
way over-edited.
Yeah, it wasn't like the whole concept of the show was, like, like public access.
Yeah, it was like it was like supposed to be low-budget. Yeah,
public access.
Especially, like, the Steve Brule shit. Like, the early Steve Brule shit was just all
meant to be wicked bad. They circled back for that.
Yeah. They did that well, though, I thought. Like, that really felt more like a public access show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Check It Out is such a good show. Yeah. Probably one of the funniest of all time. Like, legitimately, just...
It's so brilliant.
Yeah,
that show.
It is. And then it's weird because Steve Brule, like, changes as a character throughout it. Like, he develops.
He's got a character arc.
He gets more retarded.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I love the fact, too, he was on Conan or some late-night show. They were asking him about, like, what's his favorite role he's ever done. And he straight up was like, Steve Brule is my favorite character in my entire catalog.
Of course it is.
He's like, I loved working with Steve Brule.
Like, he's a great guy.
So good.
I mean, what else is there? I mean, that's clearly Head and Shoulders above the rest.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's nothing like it to this
day. I feel like all of his other characters are just him scaled up a little bit. That is like a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you see him in, like, fucking Ricky Bobby or something, it's just him, like, as he is in every other movie.
Yeah, or Holmes and Watson.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I heard it was awesome. I heard it was wicked good.
I heard it was Step Brothers 2.
That's good.
I'm waiting for that to happen, because that's going to happen.
That should happen.
It's going to be
problem
bad.
Is when those comedies have a sequel, it's not as good. It never is good.
I thought Anchorman 2 in theaters was pretty good. But
yeah, that wasn't bad.
When I first saw it, I liked Anchorman 2.
The whatever release they did for DVD that was like a different movie... Way worse. Like
it's
was...
like when they did like the Hangover 2 and 3. It was like, you know, it's the same thing, it seems like. I mean, they were still funny. It's like it's a decent watch.
That's
like...
a tranny's dick.
You know, the only sequel that I think is better than the original is Shrek 2.
I don't even remember Shrek 2 that much.
It's the sequel to Shrek 1.
I just recently watched Shrek 1, so that's fresh in my mind, but I don't for the life of me
remember Shrek 2. Shrek 2 is the one with Prince Charming.
Was that Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
That was the first Puss in Boots one?
Yeah. That one's just great because it pushes the envelope a little bit more, but still being family friendly. Shrek is just the best movie of all time. Like, not even
arguably,
even with a meme. Like, that's one of the best movies of all time. I like it more than any Disney movie I've ever fucking seen. That's for sure. As far as like 3D animated movies, Sausage Party's up there.
I mean, Sausage Party and Shrek. I mean,
yeah,
they should have done apples Shrek's and Sausage Party. Where it's just at the end of the fucking Shrek movie, they all just get in a big orgy.
Yeah. They don't have enough orgies in those kids' movies, you know?
No, they don't.
They're severely lacking in orgies. I think they could make a lot of money.
Yeah, they could. Kids love orgies.
New study shows.
Especially
kids
if it's,
love orgies.
Especially if there's a ball pit in the room. They don't even know what's going on.
There's just dicks poking out of it.
Ball pit orgies are big these days.
What?
Ball pit orgies are big these days.
Yeah.
I feel like they're difficult so slimy. To manage.
That'd be the slimiest shit by the end of it. Like, this,
How do you clean a ball pit? Like, how, does anybody ever, like, discuss that?
They just pour a bunch of lube in it at first. And then it fucking, it's just, when you get in it, everything's slippery. Like, all the balls are fucking
like,
slippery.
Like, legitimately, like, even without orgies, we're already talking about kids probably, like, pooping and peeing in ball pits. Like, how do you...
Yeah,
a kid lays a turd in a ball pit. How the fuck do you clean that ball pit? Like...
You don't. That's why...
That's the turd's just there now.
Yeah, the turds just go down to the bottom. They sink down to the bottom and...
It's the bottomless ball pit. It's recycled. Because
there's no like buoyancy in ball pits. It's not like a liquid or something.
If there's enough liquid, they'd all be floating.
Which eventually there is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it never gets clean. Yeah, so yeah. Just full of semen and balls,
jizz and pee, and
just pee and shit. And the couple times the kid vomited.
I definitely like expected this podcast to be like this because we definitely I knew we were gonna say jizz, pee, and shit at some point.
I just knew this was gonna be like back, like in succession. I knew this one was gonna be just fucking insane. How come they don't have ball pits for adults though? Is it because they would jizz, pee, and shit?
Yes.
Yeah, JPS, dude.
There'd be more jizz, for sure.
It would definitely, and it would probably taste better.
There might be more pee and more shit, actually.
They got bigger bladders for adults.
Oh, yeah. That's true. More comes out. You can hold more capacity. The shits are probably bigger, too.
Easily.
And, you know.
You put me side to side with any kid under 10. I'll shit bigger than
I'm
that.
I'm out shitting that kid, for sure. Fuck that kid, dude. I'm gonna beat his ass.
Out shitting. You just got out shit,
son. Out shat?
Out shit.
Out shit.
Yeah, I don't think anybody says shat. Is it actually the past tense of it, though?
I shat myself, yeah.
I think within the next 10 years, though, a 14-year-old is going to be able to come more than me, though. Mm. Like, that's just basic math.
Natural progression.
Like, per load or per day?
Per load.
Or velocity.
It might be per day.
I would say per day, 14-year-olds already come more than everybody else.
Yeah, I'm going to be way too tired to deal with that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like velocity is the hardest thing to get up. You know what I mean? Like, to get your velocity. To train the velocity and distance. You know?
I remember thinking squeezing harder would help.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It definitely doesn't.
No, you gotta clench your ass.
You're limited by nature. Yeah, clench your ass. Yeah.
Hold your breath and clench your ass. That's how you pop blood vessels in the back of your
head. You're gonna have JPS in no time.
Oh my god!
This one's gonna have to be marked explicit.
There's gonna be no advertising on this episode.
That's fine.
They're going to be like, oh, this is just kind of raunchy. And then immediately it's going to go into, how many kids do you think Willy Wonka fucked? And then they're like, nope, pull it.
Well, yeah.
You think Willy Wonka has a ball pit made of candy? Jawbreakers.
They're all hard. In there, I thought, isn't everything in his factory made of candy?
Yeah, it's supposed to be all edible. That's hard to maintain.
Yeah.
How did those Oompa Loompas even, like, reach those
heights?
No,
I think it was everything in the foyer, like, the nature area, you know what I mean? That was all candy.
Yeah,
I don't think everything in the facility was candy.
The structural foundation was made out of fucking licorice.
It's a gingerbread house.
Yeah.
Like, the screws and shit are edible. Yeah, I don't know. It seems very difficult. And I feel like hammers and nails and shit that are made out of food, I don't think they'd hold up very well.
No, because you'd be eating them. I would really like a Willy Wonka that was like fast food, though.
Yeah.
What?
Because we were talking about Burger King earlier.
A fast food Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm. So it's just all like burgers and fries and chicken nuggets.
Would it be called McWonka's or Wonka Jr.'s?
No, it'd be called, just still be called Wonka's. Wonka. Just go. Just
keep the names.
Yeah, Wonka's House of Munch.
Well, then they could capitalize on the ball pit.
Yeah, Wonka's House of Munch and Muff.
Play place.
Oh, the pussy you will slay someday. You'll be putting
shout out
it
to Wheeler.
Away.
Yeah.
Shout out to old Wheeler.
Shout out to Wheeler Walker Jr.
That's brilliant. You showed me that the other day.
Yeah. You know what else we've been watching? I showed it to Seth at D&D last night.
Oh, the...
Disclaimer, we actually really appreciated these videos because they were wholesome, but also hilarious.
Were they wholesome, though?
No, not at all. They were fucked up. They were extremely money-hungry, grabby, you know, productions. Anyway.
Half of them were like, my parents are rich.
Yeah. Half of them were like, look at all the money that my parents have. Oh. It's Matt McCabe.
Classic.
He's just like, don't talk about it. Yeah. So hopefully Matt's listening to this episode, because I could totally text him right now, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna wait till he listens to this episode.
Yeah.
So we can hear this question. So Matt, we've been watching
directly talking to you.
Directly to
hey Matt, how are you?
Hey Matt, how's it going? We miss you. Oh. To Matt in the audience, we've been watching Jewish bar mitzvah invitations and bar mitzvah entrance videos, because there's a big difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
The invitation is obviously an invitation, and from my research, the entrance video,
like I'm thinking an entrance video is like a wrestler when wrestler comes
so down, when apparently what happens is these people go to these places for these bar mitzvahs, and they have big TV screens, and then they show the entrance video
right.
of the kid going through New York City.
It's
and
like
shit.
A theme song.
It's
shit.
Yeah. It's like the bit, like the opening bit.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to know if Matt McCabe has one that we can watch.
Yeah.
If he has an like a
oh, he might have to
like
have
an
one?
Invitation or an entrance video.
I don't think
and
you
how
have to.
How common they are. There are a lot of them online though, and there's whole companies that work on those.
You know, it honestly seems pretty awesome. Like, why don't we?
It is wicked. That's what I'm saying. It's wholesome. It's cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, imagine how excited the kids were that they got to, like, make a cool little video with them in it for their birthday.
I wish I could have a video like that.
Yeah. All my videos are, you know,
we should
on
make
Jared's
one.
Hard drive.
Why don't we just make one? We can do it.
It'd be so easy.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to skip to our video that we just made.
And so we're going
to
cut to.
There it is. Check this out.
So, yeah, I just want to know, Matt, how popular and how, you know.
If you have a video.
If you have a video, send it
in. We want to see
it.
And
we'll play
but
it.
But, like, dude, does every kid do, and there were bat mitzvah ones, too. The girls did them, too. So
right.
They were they're not just the boys doing it, these videos.
It's not just the boys.
No.
You did make a note. The delay's messing with me. You did make a note that they always have to have the hot sisters
and
hot brothers in the videos.
The full story was, we found these, what was it? Was it Thursday? It was Thursday morning? We found these?
Yeah.
And then...
How did we even find them?
I found one on Reddit, and it was the James Bond one.
Yes.
And I only found it because the audio was all fucked up, because they kept all the audio files consistent. Mm. That was the one we watched yesterday. Yeah.
That's what I mean. He definitely had four songs in mind, and he's like, "Well, I don't really want to pick one.
Yeah,
let's just play
do them all."
And then Thursday night, after we were all done hanging out, it was just Zach and I from like 2 o'clock to 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning watching all of these different bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah invitations and entrance videos. And yeah, we did take notes. We took, like Wes was saying, there's always a hot relative of the opposite sex.
Always.
That pretends to be, the bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah recipient. Yeah. Check that off.
Music.
There's always music, and it's always either Gangnam Style or anything Katy Perry.
Right.
And at least for one scene in every single video, they have to parody that. They have 007's another one, but they have to parody the Gangnam Style in the elevator thing, because that happened so much.
Yeah.
That we watched probably between the two nights 13 or 14 videos, and I would say about 8 of them did a Gangnam Style.
And there's some grown man, like, fucking just twerking right over the small child.
It's a grown man throwing dick.
Yeah.
Like, he's popping his dick
around. If he had a kilt on,
yeah,
it would have been all over.
Him in the fucking belly button.
And the elevator door closes.
Yeah, on his cock.
Hey, has anyone seen Jim? He's supposed to be here for his bar mitzvah. Well, we were just filming this video, and he was in the elevator, right? I mean, that was the last scene we had to film.
He was in the shaft.
He was in the shaft.
The other one was that they're either from New York City, Atlanta, or South Africa, or London. Those were the four.
Yeah.
Because one kid was from London.
Or every other place.
No. This is serious. Because everyone had the address for the bar mitzvah at the very end. And it was always in Georgia, New York, or South Africa, or England. Every fucking time.
Yeah.
There were like 4 or 5 of them done by this one guy in Atlanta that exclusively does bar mitzvah entrance videos. Yeah. And then we dove into that shit. And that was when the roast got dark. Because
he's
it has a website, and it had 3 like 7 to 8 minute long videos of just the bar. It was like a summary of the bar mitzvah, like the beginning to end.
DJ Horizon. Yeah, shout out
to DJ Horizon. Your work is fantastic. But yeah,
it's such a
and then 007's a big one too. 007, yeah, specifically, there's a scene where the kid is. There's specifically a scene where the kid is dressed up as a secret agent.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't understand why secret agents always have to wear suits. Like, I feel like they should probably be armored in some way, you know? Maybe they have...
At least, like, hidden armor so that they blend in.
Well, maybe they just make the suits specially armored.
Then you fall into the fantasy plot hole where it's just like, you know what? Everything about them and everything they're wearing is just perfect, and they're not going to die.
Right.
You know?
Right. Or they're just going to dive and dodge roll and shit. And just avoid
or they're going to be gunshots. They're gonna be like Archer and just never get shot.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But yeah, I think that was the whole thing about the mitzvah videos. We literally spent hours the past few days watching them.
I mean, of course.
It's really cool, though. Like, I mean, we are laughing at it. Because some of them are just so ridiculous, like the one with the fat kid that dances naked halfway through the fucking video.
I did send a Snapchat of that to several of my friends, and I'm still not sure how they felt about it.
I didn't even open it yet.
It was just too funny. I had to share that moment.
It's got to be so cool to do that. Like, because a bat mitzvah is a really, really big deal. And then having all that. Your parents throwing money at DJ Horizon.
DJ Horizon. He's probably rolling in it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. It was just funny because we were literally taking notes like on our phones, just typing shit in, discussing them. It was very strange. But
it's an odd thing. I don't know why that would be a tradition. It's kind of an odd thing to come up with.
Well, that was the other thing, too, was we found out all the ones that are on YouTube are between 2010 and 2015.
Like, so they haven't done it recently.
There weren't any within the past few years. So it was like a 5-year window of just all these videos for bar mitzvahs.
Maybe that was just like the thing of the times, you know?
I love the one with the laugh track. That one was great.
Oh, my God.
That one was wicked good. They kept picking up people to go to the bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah.
No explanation to who these people are.
They're like, oh, Smiley's here. Yeah. He gets in, they all high-five him and shit.
We got a big, dirty white guy, we got a big, dirty black guy, and let's go to the bar mitzvah.
And we got this girl with braces that keeps going, we're gonna be late. She says it eight times.
And then she starts singing with them, which just makes no sense
whatsoever. And then she puts on a big blue hat thing.
Were they late?
No, they made it. They did. Okay. But then it ends. It actually had a cliffhanger.
Like they never explained it. They got to the bar mitzvah, and then they probably explained it. They probably played the video, and then she came out like, "Oh, we just got here."
Oh,
walks out with her. Walks out with her big new black friend.
That was the thing. Was
this
like
is my daddy now.
That was the thing, was that they never explained like who those two guys are. Like, why are these two dudes walking to
too much into it, though. You know, it's supposed to be just a thing. You know, it's just an entertainment.
Did you watch that one? We didn't watch that
I don't
one.
Think so.
We'll watch the laugh track one. I think it's Sarah. I think it's Sarah's bat mitzvah video.
Oh,
yeah. You remember Sarah?
Yeah, you remember Sarah. Yeah. That was the other thing, was we found some that were like slideshows, and it showed like the children growing up. So for a few of them, Zach and I felt like we were watching like our own Jewish child grow up.
Mm. Yeah, that's always a good time, you know.
A lot of beer went into that whole night. A lot of beer and smoke.
I mean, that's how you get there.
Yeah.
That's step A.
You don't just end up watching bar mitzvah videos.
Yeah.
However,
I'm really glad that that happened, though. Like,
you do end up watching Ice Age, the best of Ice Age, at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Like we did a few months ago.
Oh my god, that was fucked up.
Just to kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Please do.
Me and Brian think it's hilarious to imagine watching Ice Age, but have just Ray Romano superimposed into the scene as himself playing Manny instead of a giant woolly mammoth, and then pretend that it's just him doing the acts and saying the things that he does as Ray Romano. We think it's amazing.
Is that not a thing?
It's not a thing.
Oh my god!
And I almost want to learn how to edit videos so I can make it. Yeah,
I want to see like one of those animated movies, but like in live action with that voice.
Sort of like what Devil May Cry 5 did with the cutscenes, right? Did you see what they did with that?
No.
You can, if you buy like the deluxe edition of Devil May Cry 5, you can either watch the actual animated cutscenes or you can watch the mocap footage.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's fucking so funny.
It's so good.
It's actually wicked cool. I just want to see like Monsters Inc. in the exact like shot for shot remake and with the live action voice actors. I don't know how you do it though. They don't really look like monsters.
No, they don't.
I think Christian's here. Maybe.
Where's Christian?
Well, he's gonna have to wait. What's up,
there
dude?
It is.
Oh, you brought my sunglasses. Dude, thank you.
We're not done here, okay?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. We're right in the thick of it, dude.
Good to see ya.
What's up, man?
What's up? Lenny's here too.
Hey, well, how's it going, Heath?
Hey, Wes.
So, dude. His name's not Wes. Why are you calling him Wes?
I'm Wes.
All right, so now it's a fucking party.
Yeah, now we got an audience.
So what have we covered so far?
We've covered
Wonka and Michael Jackson simultaneously.
Showing Shaft.
Yeah. Bar mitzvahs.
JPS. That's
jizz, piss, and shit.
Oh, ball pits.
Ball pits.
Yeah,
ball in pits. Conjunction with JPS.
How to make your cum taste good. That was the first thing we talked about.
That was the jumping off point.
If we made a pill that made your cum taste good, what was
jumping off point?
What would it be called?
Pineapple.
Yeah. Exactly. You were just saying eating pineapples.
Yeah.
No,
it makes
perfect.
Your cum taste great.
Yeah.
Well, not great, but...
Well, I mean...
Serviceable.
I didn't know that.
Oh. See, there's a lot of testing.
Yes, you did.
I think there's...
I didn't...
You knew that. Every fucking guy learns that when he turns 16.
I don't... Sorry, I'm not... I don't watch jizz tricks on YouTube.
No.
I feel like there's a lot of testing and trying.
What happens
though,
is you accidentally fucking nut, and part of it gets in your mouth, and you're like, oh, that's awful. And then you're like, well, if that happens again, I want it to taste good.
Right.
So then you look up, how do I make my cum taste good?
Right, yeah. That's
and then
true.
You start cumming in your own mouth.
Then you buy some cementazine.
That's what I mean. There's
yeah,
a lot
you start
of,
jerking it into your own mouth.
There's a lot of trial and error, I
there
think.
There is, there is.
But, you know, it's like you're going to end up drinking a lot of jizz. You know, in the long run.
Yeah. You look at your entire life, you're gonna eat it at least once.
That's another thing.
Yeah. Is, whether it's an accident or not, yeah. You know, it's getting in there. Yeah.
You know what porn I never understood the market for? When they all come in a fucking martini glass and have the girl drink it.
Right, right. She swirls it around
yeah,
a little.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be hot.
And she gargles it. Like, fuck you, dude. That's the grossest shit ever.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't
care. The ones where they like do it on a table or something and you got the camera under the table and shit.
Yeah, when it's just like, who's a naughty girl? And you're
right,
just like,
yeah.
Oh, I am.
Yep, just
bet you're hungry for some semen.
Yeah.
I haven't had my supplements today.
She blows bubbles with it and shit.
Yeah, yeah. The deep gargle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a market for everything, you know? It's like, you can do whatever you want with jizz. It's got the consistency. It's like enough viscosity, you know?
I mean, it's got texture. That's one
I'm
thing.
I'm glad we've already got, like... We've already got a couple points. Like, we're just going to do this. The
we're,
podcast
we're
that we just
keep
did,
coming back
we're
to
do
semen.
It with Christian next. Like, this is going to be like, we're not even going to come taste
it. It's going to be all about viscosity.
It's going to be all about. Yeah. See, I'm just surprised there isn't, like, you know. There aren't videos of, you know. Why a martini glass, I guess is what I'm saying. Like,
right.
Like we well, know it's not a martini.
It's got to be clear. It's got to be clear so you can see it swirl.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's definitely a swirl.
Yeah,
it's like a wine. You know, you gotta get the aroma before you get the flavor.
The
oh
notes,
my God.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Get the oaky notes. The
yeah, the notes.
The pineapple notes.
You're guessing what they ate that day,
right? Yeah. Yeah, but it's always got like it's always definitely 4+ guys that you know combined because you can't just have like one load. You know,
it's already.
What's the point of the glass if you're only gonna have
oh
one load?
Oh my God. Oh my God! What if
right? So it's a bunch of flavors.
What do you think
combined.
That tastes like?
It's flavor profiles like all mixed.
Oh my
together.
God! That's like when you were a kid and you like mixed all the fountain sodas together.
Right.
When you were a kid, I did that last year, and it was I was like, this is what those videos were for.
Yeah.
This is what cum tastes like.
This is what cum tastes like in a martini glass.
What if it just tastes better in a martini?
Oh my God! Oh no! They do it like a margarita. They have salt around the rim.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put like a slice of orange in there.
A fucking lemon. They're like squeezing it in and shit. Why don't they do that? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they. Really,
that's kind of hot.
They should make they should make tasty videos like those quick. Like, you know, well, there's the market on YouTube and Facebook for the videos of them, you know, like the overview shot over the table and they're making the food and stuff. They can just have a bunch of guys chiseling in a martini glass.
It, yeah.
Salt in the rim, put a little orange peel on there, and you're good to go.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
there's not enough cooking shows with dudes jizzing, you know?
No,
maybe that
any,
would be a good
God.
Market.
But you know what I... Like if I was a multi-millionaire and I could start my own pornography production company... I would have it be like a game show,
right.
Where what you do is all these dudes they like come in a.
That's a thing.
They all
China.
Come in the
it's
same.
It's a thing in Asia. For
they
sure.
They all come in the same container, and then they put a funnel in or puss,
okay.
And then they pour it in, and then like a month later
they see who's it. Was.
Who's the father?
Yeah.
It's like baby roulette.
Like, they have to film it in parts, like, with a live
no,
studio
like,
audience,
the
too.
The people get off to, like, not knowing whose cream pie was the strongest.
Yeah. They have, like...
It's a power move, dude.
They have intro videos where they're like, I think my semen is the most powerful semen, and it's going to succeed, so I'm feeling pretty confident today.
Like, my dad says I have good semen.
Yeah.
You know,
would it,
my parents have been very
just,
supportive.
Would it be more random if it was, like, they all came in the same container, and then it was all in one, or what if they all just took turns dumping in her, like...
No, I think, you got to do it I think, all at once.
Yeah, you got to do it
to
all at once.
To make it fair.
You and you got to mix it all together, too.
It's like a starting line type
It's got to be a crapshoot. Like, how long does semen even last? Like, outside of the penis?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Do you have to keep it cold?
How fast does it dry?
How fast do those babies die? Like,
right. When does it spoil?
They got to do it really quick. They're just like, hurry, all right, ready? Okay, now.
All right, everybody come on three. One, two. That's got to be the hardest shit to do is, like, sync up a bunch of jizzes at once, you know? You know, like, in porns, it's, like, always that... There's always a cut before, like, the 3 seconds.
I gotta take this off. Get there's, too there's,
But there's, like, a... You know, you notice a camera cut before he's about to jizz. So what does he do before that, you know? Because he has to... I feel like he's not going to just jizz in that one shot. Like, they have to cut away, have him, you know, tug off a little bit, and then come back
you when he's right ready. Keep it hot.
Yeah. Like, they have to come back when he's ready to finally bust.
Oh, my God.
You know, I haven't been able to watch anal videos lately either. That's been kind of freaking me out, is anal sex.
It's not is natural.
Is it the spreading? The open, real open anals?
No, I watched a video. Nikki Glaser was talking about all the stuff she has to do to prepare for anal, because she's a big fan of it. She was talking about how she does enemas and stuff like that. And, like, now that I know all the prep that goes into anal sex, it's not as, like, filthy to me anymore.
It's too high class.
But I can't watch the anal sex videos where the guy has poop on his pee-pee, too. Like, I hate those ones. You ever accidentally watch one of those ones where it's like an anal pounding video, and then at the end you're like, what's that on his... Oh, it's poop!
And the camera hard cuts. Like...
That's when you see the camera cut.
You two ever see a video like that? Yeah. Yeah, isn't that the worst? Yeah. Christian loves it.
I mean, it's...
He loves poop dick videos.
He's like, it's all right, but... Dick.
I mean, I've seen... Yeah, it's like, you could still get there.
Started off good.
It's like, you're not gonna just stop.
It's like a movie that, you know, has a bad ending.
Yeah, yeah, it is. There's a point where, like, you know you're gonna jizz, and there's not... You're not gonna stop for anything, so...
Oh, wait, what if you get her poop in your... In your pee-pee hole.
Right. Well, it happens, you know. You just gotta kind of wash it out.
You don't even have to. You got mechanisms.
You can sound it. You can sound it out.
What?
You can sound it out. You take, like, a tuning fork and stick that in there and spin it. Scrape all the gunk off
your inside. You're gonna push it down, bud.
Tuning fork. You get a pipe cleaner.
Pipe cleaner.
Or like a drain snake.
Well, you're supposed to piss. You're supposed to piss after sex because it cleans out the track. You know, that's the idea.
Yeah, it's all.
So you don't have any, like, leftover jizz in there. You know,
it's all the cleaning you have to do.
Yeah, you don't want it to go stale while it's in the path. You know, in the tube.
Let those kids be free.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man, I think we've covered most
of it. Yeah, I think we've covered semen pretty extensively so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've talked about a lot of jizz and piss and shit.
Jizz, piss, and shit, you know?
Yeah. There's going to be a couple of clips from this one. There's going to be a couple isolated areas.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't think there's enough variety in the mainstream porn yet. If there was variety for
it's saturated, bit, it's, dude. That's the problem. There's so much goddamn porn. It's like you could watch porn every day of your life and not fucking get through all of it.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, there is.
Unfortunately,
it really hits all the, you know, all the desire. It hits all the markets.
Yeah, I mean, you got your porn hub,
besides
which is
the,
like,
ball pit. Yeah, you know, that's the one thing that there's not.
Yeah, there's got to be ball pit porn, right? Yeah, look it up.
Yeah. We gotta get this guy. We gotta get this
hot slutty mom gets railed in a ball pit. How do you
lubed,
make,
type in lubed a, ball pit? Do they have those?
How do you make a ball pit sound sexy?
Here we go. Sin's Life Sex Tour. Anna Fox, Kissa, and Johnny oiled hardcore in ball pit. 52 minutes. And the thumbnail is a spread asshole.
52 minutes?
Can you imagine spending 52 minutes fucking in a ball pit? Where do you get a ball pit where you can fucking? Like, you have to have it built into your house. Like, you can't go to any...
It's a custom ball pit. And you also have to destroy it. You have to burn it after that's done.
Because as we covered, there's no cleaning it, and there's also no ball pits for made for adults.
Maybe that's why there's not so many of them. It's a high budget thing, you know.
It's
the custom ball pit market is booming.
It's so big.
We're having a ball.
All right, let's skip right to the sweet spot. Let's skip to 45 minutes.
Oh my god.
Right. 45 minutes is where it gets good.
If I were in a ball pit porn video, I'd probably call it Ball Pit Bang.
He's really going hard.
Where even is the ball pit? I don't even... There's just a few balls.
Yeah, the ball pit's been relocated. There it is.
All right, there's the ball pit.
Okay, we're good.
All right.
Got it.
Hold it. That's not even, like, they knocked all the balls. That's what they did. They just bought a kiddie pool and they filled it with balls.
Yeah, okay. They only bought one package smart. Of balls.
That's though. DIY, dude. I would like to see, like, an actual legitimate ball pit that somebody built into a house.
Well, that's the thing, is they probably don't have it in the budget. Dude,
we can fill the broken hot tub with balls.
Full circle.
It's perfect.
What did Christian say?
It's not regulation size.
Yeah, you need to be a regulation size ball pit. You don't
My god!
Oh my god! Do not show that. Do not show that.
Spread asshole.
You pulled off.
You
gotta profile the right people because if your ball pit balls are less than regulation size, they can end up in the holes.
That looked like someone was like holding a fish's mouth open so someone else could get the hook out of its lip. Like how spread open that asshole was.
Well.
It was flared.
Who the fuck thinks? Oh my god! I want to see these babes fucking a ball pit, dude.
I mean, we did. It's almost on the like kids side of things, you know. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. It had 2.7 million views.
It's not bad.
What's the star rating?
The rating,
how many thumbs? How many thumbs up?
70%. So 7 out of 10 people. Liked it.
They're like, needed to spend more time in the pit.
When you think about it, it's like, there's probably a lot of people who aren't into ball pits that are stumbling on it, right?
Well, let's see if there's anything on, like, one of the rape fetish sites. If there's, like, rape porn in the ball pit.
Oh, my God. All right.
I don't know if we can go that far.
But yeah,
we're not allowed to do
I'm
that.
I'm not interested.
I mean, we can. I just don't know if I...
I'm already there.
Want to. What? He just knows a bunch of rape.
Fat girl stuck in ball pit. 21 seconds. You know you hit a new low when a really fat person laughs at you for being really fat.
Mm, that's true.
How do you get stuck in a ball pit? You just go through them.
You must be really fat. I can't load the video.
Well, no shit. You're on one of them rape sites, aren't you?
No.
Oh. Oh, it's just regular ball pit stuff.
Ballpits.org.
Balls
pits. That is a really fat fucking guy.
Balls and pits.
Oh, that's a woman! That's all I needed to see about that.
That's good.
Now, what? Now my market would be like interracial step-sibling in a ball pit.
Okay. Now, that's a very specific category. You're breaking it down pretty good.
I know what I want. I know what I like.
Yeah. It's probably out there. So,
100% it's out there.
We can make it.
Like, that's the thing. We just came up with a random fucking topic, you know, and we were like, oh,
dude,
I wonder if there's porn about that.
Can you imagine if somebody got fucked in the Wonka factory? Like a porn video.
You mean like a kid? Yeah. Because that's definitely what happened.
Because that's
Ebony Babe gets slammed in chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
Oh. But chocolate fountain is a euphemism for her ass.
There's no chocolate fountain at all.
Yeah, that is the chocolate fountain, of course.
That's a full course meal. There's sprinkles on it and stuff.
It's always ebony, right? I don't know why they. Why don't they say ivory on white?
I shirts? Think it'd be funny yeah. if it was. No ivory. It'd be wicked funny if it was like Gobstopper gets fucked, and you know how the Gobstoppers change colors while you suck right. on them. Yeah. If it's like a girl blowing a guy, and like every couple minutes colors? It's a different guy, so it looks like the dick is changing color.
There you go.
So but it's everlasting. He never jizzes.
He never comes. Yeah.
It's everlasting.
It's that's fucking some bad marketing though. It's false advertising because they don't last forever.
They're just lasting.
Yeah,
not ever. Like,
I mean, a Nerds rope one would be wicked easy. You just get some honey poured all over your dick and then put Nerds all over it and then go to town. Or you could do like hot glue.
Yeah,
hot glue with Nerds.
Oh my god. So yeah.
So we can try and do a 180 here and change the topic.
Yeah, I don't know how get away from JPS.
Yeah,
I feel like we're in too deep on the jizz, piss, and shit.
I think we've I think we've covered most of the bases, though. You know, it's I think people got what they needed to know out of this. You know what I mean?
It's been educational for everybody.
I've learned a few things for sure.
We know that ball pit porn is out there now.
Yeah,
we've watched it.
Yes.
So
I'll check that out later. I'll do some more deep dive.
Yeah, I'll put that link in the guys' night chat.
We always thought that was the funniest shit was when people comment on porn videos. That's just fucking
hilarious.
It is so funny.
Like them and Google Play Store reviews are the best things.
Yeah.
Because like
you can go to any video that you're going through right now and it has amazing fucking comments. Yes. Just go ahead, read some comments here.
Pit stop orgasm, 78 comments. Your nipples are to die for. Does anyone know what vibrator she's using? Pretty cool. She can control it from her phone. Oh, I want to watch this.
That's pretty nice. That is kind of cool. Yeah. Watch this
one. You know, they're always misspelled too. There's never a one no without punctuation. Spelling your,
yeah, it's just
it's because their hands are covered with jizz. They just great beat tits. On
it. Anyone here play the Destiny 2 beta? I heard it was good, my dude. The name the name for the account is
what's the name? Here, read it.
Yeah, let it somebody else read.
I'm not saying that. N-word lover 420.
Nigger lover 420.
I'm not saying that.
That's hilarious.
God damn it. Why is that his name? Why is that allowed to be why is that allowed to be his name?
Well, I don't know why he's...
You? Is that you, Larry?
The thing is, they're always trying to start, like, actual conversation on there.
It's like, Tiffany the Pit swallows a whole stick. I'm watching this one, too.
Sometimes the poster replies, too, you know?
If you were in Indiana, I could help you out all the time. I love deep-throating cock. PNP cocksucker. Wait, I didn't add that one to my bookmarks, did I?
We should start doing a segment where we just read, like, porn comments. Yeah.
I mean, comments in general can be hilarious besides generic YouTube comments.
That's not... Yeah, like, I feel like if you scroll far enough down in any YouTube video, you're going to get some good shit.
Yeah. The good shit. That's where it's hidden.
The fuck? That microphone is swinging back and forth for whatever reason.
It was probably me with my leg.
So yeah.
Oh, this one's really good. All caps.
He's still going.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. Honestly, it's great. I surprised my old boyfriend with my virgin asshole. Hee hee.
Hee. XD.
Now, what's video? What video is this though? Is this the ball?
That's the
one?
Name of the video.
That's the name of the video. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not a comment.
He's a weird looking penis too.
Was it like curve off to the side?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It and it's like half hard,
like a fish hook type thing. You know, I don't understand that. Doesn't that like
it kind of looks like Sid the Sloth a little bit? Like from the side.
What is that?
That's not his even dick. That's his dick.
Well, do they have to come in from the side?
Both of his sides are at a 45. Both of his testicles are at a 45 degree angle. That's like not that's good. Not okay.
If you got like a bent dick, you can't come in straight on. Like you can't come in dead on.
He's like. Doing an angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, finesse your way in there. It's gotta be more of a burden than a, like, a, you know, it's more than it's worth, you know what I mean?
What's the weirdest place you guys have jerked off? I jerked off in a church once.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Nowhere too special.
I don't think there's really anywhere that's that special, yeah.
Any
most of it's residential areas, you know.
various bathrooms.
Yeah. I do a lot of residential jizzing, you know.
It's your commercial residential jizzer.
Pretty standard, you know, not too out of the box. You know, I don't think there's really, like, I don't get out in public, I don't really get horny enough to where I'm like, I have to jizz. Like, there's not really a point where I'm like, well, this has to come out.
You know? That's where my wiring is different. We already talked about whenever I see women getting hurt, I get so hard. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an issue. Like, I can't play fighting games anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Every time I see ball pits, I'm just...
Yeah.
We're going to stay out of the play place.
Got to get in there.
Yeah.
That'd be a good place. That's like peeing under the water, except you can't even see in the water.
Yeah. Every time I see a ball pit, I start spitting in it to try and lube it up, you know?
It's just like covertly. Like looking around.
You're in like the McDonald's play place.
you put your hand in to make sure it's good?
Yeah. Swirling it around a little.
Oh my god. You just see kids getting the ball pit and the balls would just get stuck to their shirts and shit.
Yeah. It happens though, I mean.
I'd like to, if I could, I would like buy a box of like thumbtacks and just throw them in the ball pit.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And magnets.
Now we're talking.
Snakes.
Worms.
Snakes with thumbtacks hot glued to them. So then when the handlers came in, like, oh, we gotta grab the snake and get it out. And they're like, oh, no,
didn't
my
they
hands.
Do that on Jackass?
Yeah.
Where they put snakes,
well, they didn't put
the
thumbtacks on them.
No. They put snakes in the ball pit. Why does it have to be a ball pit, though, you know? They could have just had snakes.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, Knoxville forgot there was two snakes in there. Like, he was too worried about the other
one.
Yeah,
he got bit.
There was another fucking snake.
He got bit from it, right?
Oh, yeah, he got bit good.
Yeah.
Those things, like, you have to grab the head of the snake. And he didn't. He was, like, grabbing down, like, lower. And all it does is wrap around.
Did they make their own ball pit?
Probably, yeah.
Can
they didn't
you
lube
look
it
that
up
either. I want to see if they made their own. Jackass ball pit, did they make their
that
own?
That was a raw ball pit, too. It wasn't
lubed.
Yeah,
like, if they were at a family place, he fucking bled in those balls.
Yeah, for sure.
How did they, again, how did they clean it?
They don't, right?
Yeah, you don't clean something like that.
Because there was a story a few years back about, like, syringes in ball pits and shit, and kids were getting stabbed with them and shit.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they built that. Look, that has
that's in a play place,
shit.
Dude.
There's definitely slides. That's a McDonald's play place, dude.
That's not a McDonald's play place, but
no, it's not. It's probably a Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Oh my! Yeah. The, how are you cleaning that up, dude?
Yeah. Dunn gets destroyed by the other snake that they forgot about.
That's crazy.
That's not something you want to do.
No.
They fucking, dude, Knoxville is going to be walking rough in a couple of years. That dude, like, didn't have any, like, instinct, like, when he fell. Like, he didn't have any coordination, so he would just take the brunt of everything.
Yeah. Some of it might have been for the camera.
Sure, yeah. But there's no way, like, some of that shit you can tell is fucking not good for you.
Didn't Knoxville take all the money from Jackass?
I don't think so.
He's like the only one that made money off of it, I feel like. If you ever look up the net worth of everybody else.
Maybe the show. I don't know. Like, he could have been the creator of the show. But it's like in the movies, they were definitely all under contract.
Yeah.
It's like, that shit, you gotta be getting paid for that. They talk about it like, and like, based on the stunts, that's how much you would get paid. So they would like scale it based on what the stunt was and how dangerous it was. Which is sketchy as shit. Like, if you're risking your life, you're probably going to have to get... I don't know. I'm going to ask for at least $200.
Compared to, like, Fear Factor that, like, you know, Fear Factor was doing some crazy shit, and then they bring it back, and it's like...
Yeah. Time to drink ball pit chase.
Oh, you gotta unlock your significant other's phone. And
yeah.
It's like, stupid
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. That is so pretty afraid. Scary. You got to check your significant
check others, your email.
Like Instagram DMs.
Oh my God. The budget for Jackass 1 was $5 million and it made $80 million in just the box office.
Holy shit. Yeah.
No, all of them definitely broke the fucking bank, dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Jackass 2, I think, was worth 20, or Jackass 2 was $12 million to make, and it made 85.
Yeah. And I remember seeing 3D in the theaters. It was so good. Because, like, when they do the slow motion camera shots, where like, they hit people with the fish.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Preston with the, like, just
I remember watching that at the Oswego Theater.
Yeah.
I saw it in 3D.
Yeah, it was great. I saw it twice, I think, in 3D. Yeah, those
were. You gotta make the face.
What are those? Are they warheads?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know I had those.
Watermelon. Oh my God.
Yeah, those
are. I haven't had one of these in so long.
What are you looking up now?
More Jackass stuff.
Oh.
And then Jackass 3 was $20 million to make, and it made $172 million at the box office.
I think Steve-O's doing a tour right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's been sober for a long time.
Yeah. He's still fucking out of his mind, though. He's got, like, his Instagram is mostly pictures of him naked and shit, like.
Yeah. It's just giving them people what they want.
Yeah, he knows what his fan base wants. Naked Steve-O. So, yeah. I guess that's it, right? We covered most of it.
I think so. We did about an hour and a half.
Did we?
I think so.
Word. I guess that's it.
So,
thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
Really. Like, I would love to do it again because we went down some serious rabbit holes. Yeah, I would love to investigate more. I honestly, that flew by. I was just like, we're going at it.
Yeah. I started getting goosebumps when we were talking about the jizz ball pits, you know. So like that was,
it, you know,
it threw me for a loop for a little while. But
people don't talk about it enough, so I'm glad we did.
We need to bring awareness. Maybe we should make a documentary.
We could, about a documentary.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the other one. Yeah, I forgot we were talking about that.
Yeah, jizz ball pits and such. So, that's that. We're going to be back soon with Christian.
Yeah. Give it up for Christian.
Yeah, give it up.
Woo! He's giving it up for himself.
And we can finagle something, too, so that way Kenny's not just sitting there scowling.
No, you like scowling.
He can scowl.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
That was a fucking shit show.
That was great, dude.
ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.